Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day, Cephalon Collective, and welcome to Cephalon Squared mini-episode number 38. I am Cephalon Greg, and I'm joined, as always, by Cephalon Lucas. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. 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 Good things. Yeah.
You like good things because they're
good. I do like good things, and yes, they are good.
This is a truth that we live by. So, to kick right into the weathercast, how's things up in Ipswich?
The weather in Ipswich has been a bit weird. It's gone from hot to cold to hot to cold. It's all over the joint. But at the moment, it is 19 degrees Celsius with a 59% humidity.
Indeed. And that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit up there. Which is weird because down here in Melbourne, it's gone from cold to hot. And it's about to go back to cold tomorrow. So today was 27 degrees. It wasn't a stinker. 27 is not that hot, but it was warm and we weren't used to it. And now it's still 16 degrees, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, and 76% humidity. So it's still a bit sort of sticky at this time of night, which we're not used to down here in Melbourne town. But tomorrow it's going to be 14. We're used to that in Melbourne. Stupid Melbourne and its stupid weather. Anyway, it's a mini this weekend. And of course, we don't have all the crazy news, but we do have the important bits of news. And the important bit of news is that in 2 days' time, there'll be a dev stream. You excited,
Yay!
Lucas?
Yay! I am. I am very excited for this.
That's pretty excited.
I'm excited to hear the release date for Imperium.
They really better do something. So they did mention that it is going to be primarily about the Vorban and Ember reworks, but they also said they're going to talk about big picture stuff for Imperium. So big picture stuff is scary. Why are they still talking big picture when there's only a couple of months left of the year? We need to get more than big picture.
We need release.
We need to focus in on the details, D. Come on.
I mean, it has been a pretty busy month for them, so I guess they can...
It has.
But yes, we need the release.
We do. And if that means, you know, if they're saying big picture, that means, you know, we're planning to release within this many weeks' time. That's what I'm hoping for.
Fingers crossed.
Bring it.
They're crossed.
Who are we talking about this week?
Revenant. Good old Sparkle Fingers himself.
Sparkle Fingers. Yes. So, who is Revenant? His very name evokes ghostly visions of something returned from the dead, and that's basically what he is. So the lore behind him, without going into too much detail, because we'll probably do that elsewhere, is he was tasked with protecting the plains of Eidolon. And then one day he disappeared. And then one day you found him again. So, hooray! Yeah. Originally he was codenamed Vlad, and he was going to be the vampire frame. And then he changed significantly.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's a sentient frame. And you know what? He's pretty good. He's pretty tough. He's got a lot of survivability. He's got some crowd control abilities. And he does some pretty good damage output as well. When you first play him and you see his fourth ability, you think, okay, that's all he is. He's just Mr. Sparklefingers, and that's all you need to use him for. Doesn't seem that impressive at first glance. Listen on. He's pretty impressive. You ready, Lucas? Let's get into
the passive. Where do you get
him
from?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nah, you get stop picking me up on my forgetfulness, Lucas. You get him from the Mask of the Revenant quest on the Plains of Eidolon. So once you've done... Oh, shit. Where do you have to do up to? Second Dream? War Within? Further?
I would say it's the War Within, just for the mechanics that are involved.
I'm pretty sure you only have to have done the War Within.
Yeah.
But I can't remember.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom. But you get the mask from Nakak in Cetus, the little girl that sells the masks, and you get his mask from her, and you start his quest. And then you'll find him Where do the rest of his pieces come? Actually, all of his pieces come from that quest, don't they?
No, you get the rest of his pieces come from the bounties on the Plains of Eidolon. The blueprint comes from the quest, but you have to build his other pieces to progress the quest.
Yeah, you do. That's right. Yeah. Oh, it's a silly quest.
Yeah. Interesting,
thankfully,
but silly.
By the time I started doing it, I was I already had his pieces. Yay me.
Yay.
Now can we do his passive?
I guess we can. Revenant's passive is sentient retaliation. This makes him perfect for nighttime escapades on the Plains of Eidolon, as he is immune to the radiation effects on the water at night. In addition, his second ability, Mesmer Skin, is entirely immune to damage from specific attacks from all three of the Eidolons. Not utilizing any Mesmer Skin charges to protect Revenant from damage, and lastly, so as to avoid an ability that is useful outside of the planes, Revenant will emit a radial blast that knocks down nearby enemies when his shield is depleted.
Yes. Now, speaking with a Revenant main, Mothop, from our Discord, he does dispute the claim that his Mesmer Skin is immune to the specific attacks from the Eidolon. He just believes that's not true. He is immune to the water effects from the radiation in the water, which is definitely true. But Mothop seems to believe that he takes just the same amount of damage as everyone else does from all of the attacks. Now, the attacks in question are, you know, what is it called? The star.
Oh, the Starfall?
Starfall and the choo 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 choo.
Yep.
I forgot what they're called. But the missile attacks, basically, from the Eidolon are supposed to be the ones that he is immune to, but
supposed
appear to be the case. Yeah, so just keep that in mind. He's not really, as much as he seems like he would be a good option for Eidolon hunting, apparently he is not. Bum-bum.
Bum-bum.
Anyway, he does emit a radial blast that knocks down enemies, so success.
Success. It's a good thing.
Anyway, so he does have, of course, four abilities, as does every frame in the game. His first ability is called Enthrall. Now, this is cast on an enemy directly. It's cast on a single enemy, up to 25 meters, and that's the base at max, of course. All of the numbers we'll be giving will be base at max. The enemy will be enthralled to Revenant, so he or she will begin fighting on the side of good for up to 30 seconds. The Thrall's attacks will share this enraptured state with other enemies, which is pretty cool. And you can enrapture up to a total of 7 enemies. Now, keep in mind that you cannot increase this with mods. It's just a total of 7 at all times. You and your allies can still damage the Thralls while they're in this state, so if you want to kill them, you can. But, yeah, that is Thrall. If killed while enthralled, these little helpers will leave behind a pillar of sentient fire, which inflicts up to 1,000 puncture damage per second to enemies within 2 meters. That's pretty damn huge. The pillars will also emit little balls of enemy-seeking fire, which will home in on nearby enemies, inflicting 1,000 impact damage. So they do a fair amount of damage, and that's base numbers as well. Obviously, it's affected by duration, range, and the damage from the pillars themselves are affected by ability strength mods.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say on that one?
Nope. And there is no augment for that ability.
No, there isn't. Correctamundo.
Moving on. Mesmer Skin. This one, Remnant casts upon himself, wrapping himself in sentient love. This sheath of energy protects Revenant from up to 6 attacks at base, reflecting 100% of the damage back on the enemy and stunning them for up to 5 seconds. Importantly, this can be recast at any time. This effect is not additive, it is merely replacing the shield charges that you already have. The ability is not timed and lasts until all the charges have been used. Also, another important note is any enemy stunned by Mesmer Skin's reflected damage can be enthralled at no energy cost. Mesmer Skin is impacted by ability strength and duration. Note specifically that strength mods will increase the number of charges that are applied, which is an important aspect to his survivability. And there is no augment for Mesmer Skin either.
No, no, sadly or not sadly. All right, one thing I didn't talk about with Enthrall that I probably should is you can pretty much enthrall anything in Warframe. Mothop was even saying you can enthrall the Stalker, and the Stalker just stands there like a knob saying, kill me! You can enthrall the new boss, the Zeloid Prelate. You can enthrall everything, so keep that in mind. Anyway, his third ability is called Reave. Now, this one is another one that is cast upon himself, and when he casts it, Revenant will rush forward in energy form for up to 1 second. Any enemy that he passes through will be stripped of up to 8% of their shield and health. Sorry, it's probably shield or health, depending on what they've got. Restoring the same percentage to Revenant's own shield and health for each enemy affected. So he gets 8% as well of his own health, so you don't get the same numbers, just to be clear. The amount of shield health leeched is 5 times for enemies that have been enthralled. So if you've enthralled an enemy, rather than killing them to make the pillar, reave on through them first. Because you'll get a shitload more health and shield, and then you can kill them. So if Mesmer Skin is charged while passing through a thrall, one Mesmer Skin charge, that's hard to say, Mesmer Skin charge, will be refunded for free. So keep that in mind as well. In addition, if Reave passes through allies while the Mesmer Skin is active, the ally, including companions, so beasts, etc., will be conferred a Mesmer Skin charge. I wasn't aware of that, now I am. So, yeah, Reave is affected by Strength, which affects the Leech amount, range, and duration mod.
Nice.
It does have an augment, I think. Yes, yes. It's called Blinded Reave. I had to find the details. Blinding Reave, sorry. Enemies that are hit by Reave will be blinded by the fog for 10 seconds. It's a bit of a shitty one, if you ask me. But, hey, it exists.
Bit of crowd control.
Yeah.
Open them up for finishes. Not?
May as well. Someone's gonna.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the last ability, and it's a big one. Dance Macabre. Channeling his laser jazz hands, Revenant becomes Sparkle Fingers personified. And boy, is it a powerful ability. On casting, Revenant will levitate and rotate on the spot, firing lasers outward from his outstretched hand. These beams reach out across a 100-meter area, inflicting up to 1,250 damage per second, along with a 20% status chance. It's pretty bonkers. Not only do the beams have a fairly high damage output as it is, but they also possess innate punch-through, and Revenant himself also absorbs incoming damage, adding it to and increasing the outgoing damage of the individual beams. On top of all of this, Revenant can move at a pretty solid pace, enabling him to get his lasers into the faces of enemies across the map. These fancy energy beams are not only ridiculously powerful, but they also adapt their damage output based on the enemy they hit. This means that damage will be corrosive against armored enemies, magnetic against shielded enemies, and gas against the infestation. A little known tweak is that holding down the ability key will increase the damage per second output to 2,500 damage per second and double the status chance, at the expense of doubled energy drain per second. Being a drain ability, other Warframe abilities and energy pizzas will not restore Revenant's energy while Dance Macabre is active, and look out for energy orbs to understand that Arcane Energize, Rage, and Hunt Adrenaline are your friends. Some notes on synergy. Our enthralled enemies killed by the beams will drop orbs that can be picked up by yourself and allies, providing 50 overshield. In addition, any pillar left behind by thralls will emit a radial explosion when hit by the beams. Further, any damage reflected by Mesmer Skin's charges will also be absorbed to increase the beam damage output. And lastly, casting Reave while using Dance Macabre will come at half the energy cost. He is truly a highly synergistic frame. Dance Macabre is affected by ability strength, range mods, while energy drain is impacted by efficiency and duration mods. There's a lot there.
Okay, so what have you got to say to the Discord who are going to tell you that your pronunciation's wrong?
Bite me.
I'm going to call it Dance Macabre.
Okay.
Let's call it Dance Macabre. Anyway, Whatever. I just wanted to pick on you, Mr. Dance Macabre. Anyway, yeah, so Revenant's a bit of a beast all round. Once you learn how all of his stuff works, you'll pretty much just never die. Lots of people, many, many people will figure that he's best built towards strength for his number four. But from my experience with him and, you know, talking to Moth Hop, I know this to be the case for him as well. Strength is definitely best to focus on, but not for number four. It's mainly for his number two. So the higher you increase your strength, the more Mesmerskin charges you get. And effectively, Mesmerskin means you just don't take any damage. You reflect the damage back and you make everything sleep, and you can recharge at any time so you can make sure you don't run out of it. If you increase your duration as well, then everything stays asleep for even longer. So really, he is just a strong CC / survivability frame, in my opinion. And he's a beast for that particular reason. I haven't got a great build for him as yet. Just haven't really focused on him. I don't mind him, but I just haven't really focused on him a great deal. What about yourself with Mr. Revenant, Lucas?
Well, I've got two builds. One's a very basic kind of balanced build, you know, trying to put everything into account. But the second build I have a hell of a lot more fun with, because it's literally just built for shits and gigs. It is a max range build, so I can simply reeve my way across the battlefield all the damn time.
That's right. I have seen you reeving like crazy.
It's great. So I've just pumped as much ability range mods and efficiency and even duration just to get that little bit extra push with the reeve. And I think I can travel for like, I think it's a good 3 seconds that reeve is active. And in that time, I can go something like 75 meters in a single reeve. And it's stupid. And when you're trying to go through tight corridors at that speed, I mean, it's not as fast as Gauss, but at that speed in tight corridors, it's very hard to control, and it's stupid fun.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Do you use Dance Macabre a lot?
Not really. No. I did in the early days, just simply to try and get that to try and kill the enthralled enemies as quick as possible. To get those towers, those pillars of energy up as quick as possible. But nowadays, I find myself using it less and less.
It's interesting. I remember when you first, when Revenant first came out, you absolutely loved him because you could just keep enthralling enemies. I remember we were farming Ophelia for condition overload one day, and you were just giggling to yourself about just all your thralls you had and the pillars that they were leaving behind.
Yep.
I'm
a good crowd control player.
You're doing my
crowd control. Like my mind control.
Whoa, scary. Anyway, if you don't like dying, Revenant is another frame for you to probably take a look at, because he's good at not dying. As long as you keep an eye on his Mesmerskin and you've increased his strength so that you've got a crap load of them. I know Moth Hop was saying once that he had 23 charges.
Bam! Wow. Nice.
I think my build at the moment's only got 12, so big difference. Big difference. So, yeah. He's pretty cool. Let's be honest. He's a good frame. Like you were saying recently, Lucas, a lot of the recent frames, because he is fairly recent, have been pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's another example of the goodness.
Yeah, it's definitely been a while since they've dropped something mediocre or crappy.
All right, so anything else you want to say about Revenant and Dance Macabre?
Nope, nothing more to say.
Cool. All right, Revenant's cool. Next week, we will be talking about the Mighty Rhino. It's taken us a hell of a long time to get here, but finally, we're back at one of the original 8 frames. and one that many, many people have experience with. So I'm sure we'll get people yelling at us, telling us how wrong we were or how immensely right we were, most likely. Anyway. All right. So that is it for episode squared. Cephalon Squared episode, mini episode 38, because I can't English. And I should just quit while I'm ahead. Head on over to cephalonsquared.com if you'd like to reach out to us. We've got ways of communicating. We have ways of making you talk at Cephalon Squared. Join our Discord, join our Facebook. Yeah, so I guess we should thank our patron.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start. Thank you to Ratha.
Thank you, Jellybean1799.
Thanks, Lord Frieson.
Thank you, Logan Neal.
Thank you, Danathan.
And thank you, Solarian.
Indeed. So thank you to these people who have continued to support us over the last however many months, helped us to grow and improve on the audio quality, streaming quality, and a number of other things. So thank you so much, and we hope that we continue to improve over the next few months to provide better content for everyone out there. If you do enjoy what we're doing at Cephalon Squared, head on over to cephalonsquared.com/support and throw us a bone. Maybe put a little bit of meat on the bone, because I like it.
Woof.
Anyway, woof. Give us a rating on your podcast platform if you're unable to do that, and that will help spread the word to also help us grow. Anything you can do to support us out there would be immensely appreciated, and we love all of you for it. My name is Cephalon Greg. I am Greg Newbegin. I'm Mad Capsules all over the internet. Who are you, Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri. I am Silverlight all over the interwebs. SILVRLGHT. Massive thank you to our lovely, beautiful, grand community. Cannot get enough of you guys. Keep up the great communiting. Love you guys.
Communiting.
Communiting.
Indeed. And clearly, I am getting tongue twisted all over the place, so I probably need to go to bed like a big boy. Big boys go to sleep. I think that's the way the song goes. Anyway, thanks as always to Yarn at Disco_Box on Twitter for the beautiful intro and outro, and make sure you keep sending him those love letters to Disco Box so that we can cover them on the show. We did get yet another one this week. So thank you to all of you out there who are supporting me on my trolling of Disco Box. I absolutely love it. Let's continue to do it, because it makes all of us laugh on the inside. You know we're laughing. Anyway, thank you to you for listening to yet another episode. We are Cephalon Squared. We'll be back in a couple of days for DevStream 131. We're really excited. We're looking forward to it. See you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, reach out via our website at cephalonsquared.com, where you can find us via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. But don't fret, there'll be more Cephalon Squared in a few short days. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.